When you think sports, think News Radio 1070 WKOK.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents Shikellamy Braves Basketball.
2-on-1. Bounce pass. Right side. Got it.
Braves Basketball on WKOK is sponsored by Sunbury Motor Company, Wise Markets, Purdy Insurance, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Benjamin T. Moyers Furniture, W&L Subaru, Midtown Bistro, Lackawanna College, J.D. Feaster Earthworks, Add One, Fresh Roasted Coffee, Reed Relations Consulting, and Service First Federal Credit Union. Now, let's head courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Tonight, the Braves head north to Jersey Shore, the shore that has no beach. As they take on the Bulldogs, it is a tough place to play. The Braves have struggled here year in and year out, and the junior varsity had a bit of a struggle here early on, but then rolled on to a big win. Well, we are getting a little bit of an early start here tonight. Played 7-minute periods in the JV game, and it went pretty quickly with the Baby Braves winning. But tonight, it's a little bit different in the varsity game than we saw a couple of weeks ago, Chief. As one of the big scorers for Jersey Shore, Spencer Breon, is back.
Yeah, Spencer's basically a nice-sized kid that plays on the perimeter. He likes to take the three, but on defense, he does a nice job inside. He's pretty intimidating. He'll block your shot if you don't give him a good move. And you're right, he sat out that entire first game down in the field house. So he's a plus. I know last year, especially up here, that he was very, very tough on the Braves. Very good scorer. So that's something that I'm sure Coach Kirkpatrick is looking forward to having him in this game.
He also likes to look for the block, too, on the defensive side of things. And he's listed at 6'2". I think it's probably closer to 6'3", 6'4", to be honest.
No, he's 6'2".
You think?
Yeah, I stood next to him.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, he's about,
I missed
three,
that.
About 3 inches shorter than I am. And I did say he liked to block shots.
Did
are you paying attention to me? No, you are not.
So you're 6'3"?
I'm 6'5". Well, no, I'm not 6'5 anymore. All right? The older you get, with each 10 years, you lose a half an inch.
Gravity takes its toll. That's what it is.
It does.
Well, we're getting an early start tonight, and Shikellamy looking to get another big win, or get back on the winning track after beating Milton on Monday night. And these two teams are a little bit similar in some ways.
Yeah, you're right, especially the way they get up and down the court and the way they play. Quote the AD from Jersey Shore, it's like YMCA ball. But, you know, in the JV game, we sat here and watched them play. They put everybody on the perimeter. Sometimes they put somebody at the high post. And then if you get an open three, I don't care if you're 20 feet away or 23 feet away or 30 feet away, they'll put it up. So, you know, it's one of those games where you got to play your game. You can't play to their pace. You just have to do what you do best. And that's what the Braves got in trouble with at Milton. If you remember, we talked about it. There was nothing fluid. There was no pace. Everything was kind of like, to quote the Beatles song, Helter Skelter. All right?
So you think the pace of this game is going to be a little bit different than Milton?
Well, I think.
Just kidding. I was listening this time. Bill Ziegler will join us.
Here's something, I'll tell you.
Bill Ziegler will join us next. This is Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK and on our app.
Every season comes with a list of to-dos. That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With its unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kickoff remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First's great low rates on up to 2 segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier. Apply today. Visit serviceone.org. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as espresso-compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikellamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back to Jersey Shore. Kevin Hurt with Coach Bill Ziegler of the Shikellamy Braves getting ready for match number two against Jersey Shore. This is always a tough place for the Braves to play. Why?
I don't know. It must be the hour and 10-minute bus ride, that's for sure. But, you know, our JVs came out not playing defensively very well to start, and hopefully that doesn't carry over to us.
Well, this is a team that you handled pretty well at Shikellamy. However, it's a different team now with Breon back in the lineup.
Yeah, he's been a three-year starter for them. He's a senior captain. He was coming back from a concussion the first time. He's a 6'3 person that can get rebounds, block shots. But really, I think he's a very good perimeter player. So we need to know where he is all night tonight.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that as soon as he hits the half court line, you got to have somebody on him.
Now, I hope not that much tonight, but definitely at the 3-point arc for sure.
Well, defensively, what do you think you're going to be looking at here? Man-to-man, zone, or a mix?
I think it's going to be a mix, and I think if they go zone, it's going to be a 1-2-2 or a 3-2 zone. We've been preparing for that for the last 2 days now, for man and 3-2 zone. So hopefully when they show that with us tonight, then we'll know how to execute it and put the ball in the hole.
When Jersey Shore has the ball, how aggressive are they moving it up, and how aggressive can your defense be to get in the lanes?
Well, we're going to absolutely try to force them into some turnovers. We're going to see some full court and half court trap. We want to get in the passing lane and try to speed them up. They absolutely want to be up and down, up and down, up and down. They don't want to run in many half court sets. They want to kind of make it more like a YMCA basketball game. So, when the opportunity is there for us to run, we need to do so. But we know that might be their tempo, so we just got to be smart about it.
Those comments sound familiar. I think I've heard them before this week.
Yeah, that was last week against Milton. These two teams are pretty similar. So, we should have a little experience and freshen our memories for tonight.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. We'll chat with you afterwards.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com, the Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
Discover the power of expression with Ad One Advertising and Design. They're the area's locally owned one-stop destination for premium promotional items and trendy apparel. We're talking about apparel with brand names like The North Face, Under Armour, and Carhartt, just to name a few. Sleek pens that speak volumes to stylish drinkware from Corksicle, Igloo, and Hydro Flask that keep your name in hand. Ad One has that item that makes your business or organization pop. Get noticed. Get remembered. Get Ad One Advertising and Design and elevate your brand today. Visit mypromotionalneeds.com. To see for yourself.
Hi, this is Dave Moyer, 1993 graduate of Shikellamy High School and third generation owner of the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store in Sunbury. And we're proud to be part of the Shikellamy sports family. Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture has been supplying customers from all over Pennsylvania with fine furniture, two-sided Schiffman mattresses, and superior service since 1935. Please accept my invitation to visit our showroom in Sunbury or check out our website at moyersfurniture.com. Here is to a great season. Go Shick Braves.
These days, there's no shortage of people in need of help. But there is a shortage of people who can truly provide the assistance that people in our communities need. If you're the kind of person who's here to help others, Lackawanna College is here to help you start a rewarding career in human services. From basic necessities to guidance, counseling, and treatment, take a closer look at a career in human services. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College. Visit lackawanna.edu today.
First time in quite a while, the Braves have been on the road. Tonight, they're in Jersey Shore, and that's where we are standing by courtside. Starting lineups for tonight's game, Ryan Williams, the 5'11 senior guard. Williams is averaging 7 points a game, leads the team in steals, assists, and charges. Xavier Fashaw is the junior. Fashaw is 5'9 junior guard, averaging 4 a game, a 75% free throw shooter. Asher Moyer, a 6'1 junior guard. Moyer averaging 7 points a game, 53% from the line. Second on the team in rebounds and in steals. Logan McAllister, 6'3 senior at forward, leads the team in rebounds, averaging 3 a game, a 67% free throw shooter. Second on the team in blocks, tied, as a matter of fact, with Micah Moyer in that category. Asher Moyer leading that category. Cam Leonard, the 5'11 senior at guard, team leader, averaging 15 a game, a 75% free throw shooter on the year. Williams, Fashaw, Moyer, McAllister, and Leonard for the Braves. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Basketball.
News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury, and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
Now for the Jersey Shore Bulldogs, it'll be Amir Barbie starting tonight at senior. The senior is averaging 8 a game. Caden Jolin is the junior, averaging 5 a game. Jude tonight is averaging 5 a game for the junior. Benjamin Dalton, the leading scorer on the team, he's averaging 11 a game for the junior. And Spencer Breon back in the starting lineup, the senior, averaging 9 a game. So it's Barbie, Jolin, Tonight, Dalton, and Breon. That's your starting lineup for the Braves and the Bulldogs. Tip-off coming up next on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on our app.
The next time you're looking for a great place for a great meal with family and friends, stop in the place with roots that go back over 100 years, the America's Hose Company in Sunbury. Their social club serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you'll be supporting this volunteer fire department who's always on call no matter what the emergency may be. They also provide ambulance service, too. Before you go, check their Facebook page for daily and weekly specials. The America's Hose Company, 100 Linden Street in Sunbury. Visit them for food and fun so they can be there for you in times of need.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
Your days are busy and crazy, but your evenings don't have to be. When you visit Midtown Bistro on Market Street in Sunbury, relaxation is the name of the game. Stop in Wednesday through Saturday from 4 till 9 p.m. and start out with one of their freshly made appetizers. Try their own menu staple, the goat cheese dip, or bang bang shrimp, quesadillas, and salads. Their entrees include jambalaya, New York strip steak, and pasta marinara. And they even have children's choices, plus enjoy delicious desserts. Stop in for live weekend entertainment and your favorite drinks, too. Find Midtown Bistro on Facebook and 323 Rear Market Street, Sunbury.
From first downs to touchdowns, cheering on the big game creates a big appetite. That's why I shop at Wise. With new Wise End Zone Rewards, I can redeem Wise Rewards points on game day favorites like free Johnsonville sausages, Hers chips, Hell of a Good dips, and even Hershey's candies. Spending less time shopping around for the best deals mean I can spend more time cheering on the game.
Touchdown! Yes!
Now that's rewarding. That's Wise.
Kevin Herr along with the Chief, Dave Ritchie, back at Jersey Shore High School tonight, home of the Bulldogs. Braves taking on Jersey Shore tonight. A team they handled a couple of weeks ago. But again, this is a whole different situation up here in Jersey Shore. Chief, what do you think it is? We were talking with Coach Bill Ziegler about this. What is it about this place that always gets Shikellamy struggling out of the gate?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the atmosphere. I think that's something that is definitely a factor. And, of course, we have to look at the hostility of the place. You know, a lot of times you don't have what I would call the most friendly fans, but it doesn't matter where you go that you're going to have that situation. It reminds me so much of the jungle at Milton, and oh, yeah. I'm not a fan of that place either for some reason. For some reason, I don't like when most of the fans are behind you in the bleachers and you've got small bleachers on the other side.
Or is it just that you don't like the colors orange and black together?
That could be. Orange and black. And my
it might be a psychological thing.
My apologies to Coach Tony Fanick for that, too. I'm sorry.
You know what? He would understand and find humor in that as well.
Do you know when he'd play at playoff games down at our field house that there was a certain chair that he had to have because that was his lucky chair?
Yes.
So
it's Dalton and McAllister at the center circle. I don't think McAllister's lost a tip in the last 3 weeks. Make it four. He won that one. Rays attacking the basket to our left. Ryan Williams will have it to get things started here. Williams with the basketball between the circles with the JS in that center circle. Flashing underneath Williams. Goes to the bucket, gets the bucket, and draws the foul on tonight.
They didn't run that play in the last couple of games, but it's been very effective over the course of the years, especially since we've watched them since January 1st. It's a back door, if you want to call the wheel route in football, and it's a nice pass from outside, and Ryan Williams picks up the basket, and the foul is on number four, Tenick.
Three-point play is converted by Williams, and Williams is 70% free throw shooter now on the year.
That's a good start, all right? Very good start, especially for Ryan.
Braves in a zone to start things off, and tonight will bounce it off of Moyer's foot.
Well, they're playing a zone, but they're also trying to trap the ball out front, trying to cause a little bit of panic, with the guards out front.
Barbie with the basketball now, round the circle to the left side in the corner. They'll send it off and passing it underneath, trying to get it to Dalton for a jumper in the low box. He'll draw the foul.
McAllister.
Missed the shot, though.
McAllister going to pick up the foul. Now, Dalton had 8 points in the game down at Shikellamy, and he did a nice job. He had he had 11 points. He was the leading scorer. And, he's a pretty good inside player, knows how to play around the basket, and that time he went up strong and got fouled.
Averages 11 a game, gets the first, we'll have another opportunity. 7:28 to go first period, Shikellamy leading it with a double off the wall for a 3-1 score.
Yeah, Amir Barbie was the one that made that play. He drove the baseline and got the ball to Dalton, who was left alone.
Second opportunity from the line is no good, and Dalton, a 50% free throw shooter, remains 50%. Three-pointer far side, Cam Leonard hits that one on the far wing to make it 6-1, Shikellamy.
Well, I would imagine that when watching Cam, that's one of his favorite places on the foul line extended on the right side.
Far side three from the corner, Breon, as he went to the floor, didn't get the whistle, but he did get the tray in the corner.
That was what I would call a flop, all right?
Jersey Shore coming in at 2-12 on the year, trailing it by two. McAllister top of the key, now to Leonard. Leonard puts it on the floor, working on Breon, gets around Breon, throws it up, no good. Backside rebound, Dalton, stolen away. Leonard, three, that one aired out, missed everything. Rebound tonight.
McAllister with a nice steal off of that Jersey Shore rebound.
Three-pointer from the near wing by Dalton is no good, and it hits the support strap. Well, this one is a cable. Support cable.
Hey, listen, they don't know. They're not here. We could have called it a strap, and nobody would have known the difference.
I like to be as accurate as possible when I'm actually accurate. McAllister between the circles gives it to Williams, who just gave it up, and it will go out of bounds off of Williams. He wanted a foul, didn't get the call.
Well, he also got bumped a little bit there, but, the ball did go off of his hand. So right now, Jersey Shore just hustling on defense.
Braves extend the defense and get the steal with McAllister. McAllister to Williams. Williams makes a great move, gets around Jolen and puts it up and in.
See, we need Ryan Williams to do this. The Braves need Williams to get in double figures tonight. He hasn't done that for quite a while. He's halfway there at five.
Last time Williams was in double figures was the loss to Central Mountain by one.
And there's Ben Dalton again inside with a nice pass from Barbie from the foul line, and he scores his first bucket. That gives him three tonight.
Shikellamy up by two. Moyer will drive in. Asher off the window, no good. Rebound by Dalton. They'll feed it over to the left side. They'll find Breon in the corner three and overshot. And it bounces off Dalton's hands out of bounds. Shikellamy basketball.
Yeah, he was in the right position. He was on that offside. The ball just, you know, that time Breon's shot was over the rim. And I think it caught Breon off guard and it went off his hands.
Williams pushing it up now on Barbie. Switches to the near side. Now back to the far side. Gets a screen. Bounces it to McAllister. McAllister goes in. Blocked. But a foul on Dalton.
Nice give and go. Nice screen that time, or a pick by McAllister at the foul line, right about the middle of the court, and Williams came off of it, and McAllister rolled to the basket. They got it to him, and he got fouled by Dalton.
And Ben Dalton puts his hand up. I have not seen that in about 5 years.
Well, it used to be if you didn't put your hand up, you got a technical.
Yeah.
But that's a long time ago.
McAllister short on that one. He's a 67% free throw shooter. Shikellamy up by two.
So what do I usually say about foul shots, Kevin? If you want to win the basketball game, you got to make them.
Yep. Especially if you're getting to the line. That one in and out, no good. Breon with a rebound, finds Barbie. Barbie will push it up, give it to Breon. Breon will drive the lane, look and fire it inside for Dalton, who puts it up and in for his second from the floor.
Well, Ben Dalton is doing what he did down at the Fieldhouse at Shikellamy. He's scoring on the inside.
Dalton averaging 11 a game. He is the leading scorer on this team at 11. Braves and Bulldogs tied at 8 with under 5 remaining here in the first. Fashaw, the freshly trimmed down hair of Fashaw with the basketball, giving it off down to Leonard. Leonard off the window, no. Rebound on the backside by Dalton.
Backboard, you know, that one didn't hit anything. It rolled off the other side.
In the corner from the near side, too long by tonight. And a whistle underneath the basket.
Yeah, it's going to be off of Xavier Fashaw. Or Fashaw.
Jolen will inbound. And he will go back to Breon. Has an open lane and lost the dribble. Reverse layup, no good. Shot blocked by Dalton. Shot blocked, but he'll go to the line.
Right now, Ben Dalton's just dominating on the offensive boards down at Shikellamy's end. And that's McAllister's second foul, Kevin. That should bring somebody in. And
I just saw
Luke Wetzel get up.
Yep, that's exactly right. Dalton at the line. Makes his first. And here comes Wetzel in for McAllister's two fouls. 4:28 to go first period. Jersey Shore with their first lead of the night at 9-8. Matter of fact, this is the first lead in this series that they've had. Second one is good. And a timeout, 30-second timeout by Coach Fitzpatrick as he likes what he's seeing now. His team up by a deuce.
It's not that the Braves are playing that bad, but they're not finishing. We've watched Cam Leonard has missed, gotten inside and not made the layup, and McAllister got fouled on the layup, and then he did not make the foul shots. And it's just one of those things, foul shots and layups or close to the bucket shots, you have to put them in. Right now the Braves are 0-for-0 in that area. Ryan Williams has two. So he's 100% right now, but everybody else is 0% from 4 feet or in.
Jersey Shore up 2-10-8 with 4:25 to go as they will go full court man now. And well, try and deny the inbound by Moyer.
He's got to clear out now. That's all. Let Xavier bring the ball up.
And he is doing just that. Still
hasn't
crossed the line.
Road.
Now he crossed the line, gave it to Williams. Williams down the middle. Jump stop.
I like it.
Drop.
I like it. We've been talking about stopping and taking that six-footer for 5 years, Kevin. And Ryan Williams just did it. He has seven.
Great defense by Williams and by Leonard. And somehow Barbie gets out of it. Now the Braves get the steal. Wetzel comes up with it to Williams, to Moyer, to the window, and to the hoop.
Nice pass by Ryan to Asher Moyer. He stopped at the foul line and left Moyer field of lane on the left side. Moyer gets the easy layup.
Leonard with a steal, has a three-on-one, finds Williams, lays it up and in. Coach Fitzpatrick's timeout coming to backfire on him.
Again, Leonard stopped at the foul line and hit Williams on coming in from the left side. Ryan with nine right now, Kevin. Marby to 14.
Marby at the half-court line gives it to Jolin on the other side. They find Breon in the near corner. He will run the baseline over top of Wetzel and in. Two-point game, 3:17 remaining in the first.
I wouldn't guard the other players on the team between Breon and Dalton. They have all the points.
Bash on out of Moyer. Moyer flips it over to the opposite side. And a nice turnaround and a spin by Wetzel, who puts it up and in from right in front of the basket.
Pat and Luke Wetzel, one on the floor and go to the bucket.
Blocked by Wetzel. He'll pick up the loose ball. Find Fashaw. Now to Moyer. Make that Williams. Williams to Fashaw. Fashaw looking. And now Wetzel drives in. Wetzel can't get anything going. Back the other way now with tonight. Now Barby with a three. Aired it out. Williams makes the save before it goes out. Finds Moyer. Now to Williams. Leonard driving to the baseline. Off the window and in.
That time he went up strong. He knocked the one guy off of him, and he makes the inside shot. Cam with five here in this first quarter.
1-2-2 press. Actually trap. They'll get it in and find Breon far side for three. No good.
Dalton with the rebound.
And there's a running one-hander by Tonight.
Tonight got the ball that came off of the rebound by Dalton, and he makes his first bucket. And if I'm not mistaken, he had 4 points in the first game against Shikellamy.
It's a four-point lead for Shikellamy. Minute 42 to go here in the first. Leonard now at the top of the key and at the foul line. Finds Moyer underneath. Moyer lost a handle. Wetzel gets it back. Wetzel now finds Williams. Williams goes to Moyer opposite side. Nice assist. And a two-point bucket for Asher Moyer.
Great job. That was, he had to reach around behind the basket on the right side to get the ball over to Asher, who was wide open. Asher was four.
Six-point game now as Breon loses the dribble. Picking up the loose ball and putting it in is Dalton to make it 20-16 with a minute 10 to go.
And Dalton with nine.
Williams now bringing it up. Williams at the foul line. Williams gives it to Moyer. Finds Wetzel on the other side. Off the window and a foul coming on Dalton.
You know, nice pass from Moyer on the left box over to Wetzel on the opposite side. Luke went up strong. Important here, that is the second foul on Ben Dalton right here in this quarter. Now we give Wetzel a chance to make some foul shots.
And Wetzel makes the first. Wholesale changes now as Micah Moyer comes in for the Braves. Also checking in is Lathan and Lobster for Jersey Shore.
I always want to say lobster because that's almost what it looks like, but it is Lobster.
Wetzel now 5 of 9 from the line. And makes it to make himself 6 of 10 or 60%.
4 points for Luke right now, Kevin. Good start for him in this quarter.
Braves up by 6 with under a minute remaining. Lathan with the basketball.
Braves still playing his zone.
Goes out to the top of the key, finds Breon Tonight in the corner now. Scratch that. Yeah, that is Tonight.
Yep.
Pass inside. Breon was tipped around. Comes up short. Wetzel with a loose ball and 34 seconds ago. He finds Williams. Williams with a 3-on-3. He's fouled and will go to the line.
Well, maybe
he's not going to go to the line. Sorry.
No, it's going to be on the floor. Jude Tenick is going to think that he did not have a hold of him, but I believe he did. And that's his first foul.
Team foul number 4 on Jersey Shore.
Got 30 seconds to go here. Lots of time.
They'll get it around now to Leonard. Now to Wetzel. Wetzel with a long two. Back iron, no. Big rebound backside by Micah Moyer. Finds Williams. Williams, wing three. Got it! 25-16, a 9-point lead with 14 to go in the first.
12 points for our point guard here in the first quarter, Kevin. Wow.
And there's a steal. Here comes number 14 as he lays it up. Missed the shot. And then Leonard misses the rebound. And the putback as well he missed.
Golden opportunity by the wayside.
The bunny again has been the nemesis of Shikellamy. 25-16 at the end of one. This is Braves basketball on WKOK.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and we're celebrating President's Day all month long with huge discounts on all new cars and trucks during our President's Day sales event.
That's right. Combined with our trade-in sales event, there's no better time to trade a vehicle.
New Jeep Gladiators have 15% off. That's up to $9,000. Plus, we're also taking 10% off Rams and Grand Cherokees.
Huge President's Day savings all month long at Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury. Give us a call at 988-JEEP or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com.
After a little bit of a slow mid part of the period, the Braves extend to a 9-point lead, 25-16.
Stat of the day, Kevin.
Stat of the day.
Down at Shikellamy after the first quarter was Shikellamy 17, Jersey Shore 7. Both teams scored more points. The Braves were up by 10. They're only up by 9 right now going into the second period.
25 points, though, in the first period. That's not bad.
That's pretty good. And you know,
you'll be happy with
and
that.
And the Braves had the scoring distributed amongst five different people.
Jersey Shore will have the ball to start this second period now, and Jolin will have it. He will move around to the right side. Tonight is in the game as well. Joining him is Dalton and Lathan. Dalton with the shot. Turnaround jumper good. Breon the fifth.
He fakes the pass out. Everybody leaves him alone at the foul line, and he drains the 10-foot jumper. He's got 11 now.
Braves will have their same players as they did earlier as Wetzel gets the feed from Williams. It's Wetzel, Williams, and Leonard, yeah, along with Johnny Albruno and Micah Moyer.
And another nice assist from Ryan Williams as he stopped about 4 feet from the basket. Got it to Luke Wetzel, who now has 6.
Jolin finds Tonike on the far wing. Now to the near wing, back to Jolin. Lob pass to Tonike again. Braves in a zone at the foul line. Dalton with it. Now right side three. Jolin in and out, no good. Rebound Micah Moyer. He'll find Williams. Williams to Leonard. Leonard wing three. Got it. That's a try. Yes, it is definitely a try. 30-18.
Oh, Cam picks up his second three. 8 points here in this game so far.
And the feed inside. Bruno with a tip. Now to Williams. Williams with a three-on-three. Finds Moyer. Micah back to Williams in the corner. Three-pointer from the near corner. Missed everything.
He knew that was off. He's right in front of us, and he kind of gave a sigh when he left it go.
There's a three from Tonike from the far corner, and he hits it. 30-21 with a 6-18 mark of the second period.
Yeah, nice-looking shot by Jude Tonike. That's 5 for him.
Micah Moyer outside the three-point area. Williams has it tapped out of his hands. He gets it back. Williams working around. Now loses it on the floor. Saves it from going over and back in a timeout by Bill Ziegler just to be safe.
Going to be a 30-second timeout. So he's matching Coach Fitzpatrick, 30 for 30. Hey, isn't that something that's on ESPN?
I was going to say, isn't that an
30
ESPN
for 30,
show?
Something like that. So
5:59 to go here in the second. If you're just joining us thinking, what in the world's going on? Quick JV game, played 7-minute periods as well and made it even faster. And we got an early start here at just after 7 with right now Shikellamy taking advantage of the early start and 9-point lead, 30-21.
Didn't you put it out on the Facebook page?
I did. I had originally had it at 7, and then I had to change it to 6:55 because we weren't even going to make 7 in time to.
And it was a very, very quick first quarter, too.
Very quick.
Still Shikellamy basketball. They're going to get the ball at half court on the side.
Williams running inbound in front of the scorer's table. To our right. Puts it in there and finds Charlie Fisher, who came at the
Walter,
at the stop. Or Charlie Walters, rather.
Charlie Fisher's the guy that does the games on Service Electric.
Worked a couple of times with him. Leonard puts it up and in for 2. He also works with us on Bucknell games from time to time.
10 points for Cam.
Over to the right side tonight. Fires up a 3, rattles in and out. Bounced around, and Charlie Walter picks up that one.
Rebound by Charlie that time. Took it away from Dalton.
Leonard to the foul line, finds Walter underneath, stolen away by Tanike, and a foul on Walter.
Charlie was not really open. Nice job by Tanike was between him and Cam Leonard. Cam tried to get him the ball down low, which was a good thing to do, but Tanike stole the ball and Charlie fouled him. His first.
Fashaw in the game for Williams now, gets his first breather. Fashaw, a little bit lighter, had some hair shaved off there. He's sleek.
His dad's a barber, man.
That's true. Into the corner. It is Jolin running the baseline. No good. Losing the ball on the rebound out of bounds is Dalton.
Dalton had
They had Micah Moyer ready to go up and maybe even put that one down with a jam and just let him a little bit too far. He was high enough. He can get up there.
That's good. Hey, listen, they're running the court. It was just a little bit too long for Micah to grab it.
5 minutes left in the half, an 11-point game, 32-21, Shikalimi on top. Far side, Jolin with the basketball, now gives it to Breon, who runs the baseline, comes up short. Rebound by Dalton, the putback no good, tipped around, Moyer comes up with it, Asher Moyer. And that pass inside for Charlie is no good.
It's not there. It's too many defenders in there.
Jolin now right side, finds Breon right wing, got it! That's a big swing, 32-24, 4:26 to go in the half. Bruno now with the basketball, no look pass to Micah Moyer underneath, and he puts it in.
Nice job by for Bruno to get him the ball, but Micah went to the opposite side, used that nice little right-handed turnaround, and got his first bucket of the game.
Halfway through the period, a 10-point Shikalimi lead. Dalton with the basketball, can't do anything with it. Finds Jolin again. Or scratch that, man. Yeah, it is Jolin, sorry. Spinning to the inside tonight. Tonight gets it to roll down on the baseline move for two.
Tonight was seven. That was a nice move. Nice touch from banked it from pretty far out, too, Kevin.
Bruno to the foul line, goes to the near side. Micah Moyer, three, got it! The big guy hits it for three!
He's one of the best shooters on the team. He just says he gets nervous when he's in the game. No nerves that time. He drained her. Nothing but the bottom of the net.
Deep three that time for Breon. No good. Gets the rebound to Micah Moyer. 11-point Shikalimi lead. Bruno brings it up a little slower now. Working on Lathan. Down to Micah. Swings it around, back to Breon, now to Micah underneath, Bruno, and it drops around after spinning over the rim for about a half an hour.
Little hook shot, he's got seven, Kevin, here in his second quarter. The thing is, they're getting him the ball. He's going to score.
And that would be probably a career high for varsity for him. There's a nice jumper from the near wing, and a Lathan.
Landon Lathan.
Is it a three or two? Looked like a...
It's a two. Okay. I'm pretty sure it is. 2, 4, 6, 9, 12. Yeah, it was a two.
Micah Moyer's career high from my notes is 8. Fashaw with the basketball. He gives it off to Williams. Shikalimi up by 11. 2:45 to go in the half. Williams in some trouble. Now finds Micah Moyer top of the key. He's guarded there by Dalton, gives it to Williams. Williams starts in, works his way to the line as he draws a foul.
I believe that's going to be on Caden Jolin. You know, it's almost, we talked about this before, it looks like the Red Sea parted there, and he went down the middle, and of course Jolin was behind him, and he had to foul him. So Ryan at the foul line, he's 1-for-1 so far.
And will hit every part of the front and the back of the rim and drop in to make it 2-for-2.
Oh, that's 13 for him, Kevin. Tonight a lucky 13 for Mr. Williams.
Second one is up and bounces in.
A lucky
you talk
14.
About lucky. There
that
it is.
That was a lucky one.
And that ties a career high. Jersey Shore with a basketball now. Jolin has it between the circles, working on this 2-3 zone of Shikalimi. Bree on top of the key. Right side, fakes inside the pass to Lathan, kicks it back out far corner to Tanike. Tanike will drive the baseline, roll over the rim. He does not get a hometown roll at all as Asher Moyer gets the loose ball.
Well, the Braves have two of their players in double figures already, Kevin. That's quite an accomplishment.
Williams with the basketball finds Asher Moyer underneath as it tipped out of his hands.
It went
off his foot. I thought Tonight got a hand in there and then realized it was off the foot.
It was off his foot. Ryan Williams with 14, Cam Leonard with 10 here. The two seniors in double figures for the Braves.
Minute 50 to go, 41-28, Chickalamee on top. Feed inside. That one goes to Dalton, and they'll kick it back out now to Latham. Now to Dalton from the near wing three, far wing three. Tipped, no good. Tipped almost out of bounds, but Tonight saves it. Jersey Shore gets it back. Breon working on Micah Moyer. Deep three for Jolin. That one no good. Asher can't get it. Tonight off the window and the rebound with the loose ball. Puts it up and in. It's an 11-point chicken.
That rebound should have been Asher's. It came off of his hands, and Tonight was right there.
Driving in, Williams, too hard off the backboard. Tonight with the rebound. Tonight with a 3-on-2. Works his way around and got bumped.
No shot.
Bumped by Cam Leonard. Yeah,
no, it's going to be for Shaw, I believe, is going to pick up the foul, Kev. He bumped him on the way in.
Oh, no. Well, they're actually charging
it. Oh, they did call it on Leonard. I guess I better get another pair of glasses, Kevin.
No, I just got lucky.
No, I missed it.
Jolin with the inbound, trailing it by 11, finds Breon, wing three, far side, aired out, no good, rebound Jolin underneath, he'll give it off to Tonight. Tonight back to Jolin, back to Tonight on the wing. Now they'll hand it off, and Jolin will go between the circles, he'll find Dalton, turnaround from the elbow near side for two.
And that's Dalton's 15th. Like I said, he's played very well in both games against Chickalamee.
That's a 4-0 Jersey Shore run now. Williams driving the lane. He will go to the line as Breon fouls him.
Well, it's a 9-point lead here with Williams going to the line to shoot two.
Williams has shot well from the line tonight.
We have 37 seconds, almost 38, 37.7.
Braves led by as many as 13. And that one is good.
Now, that was a foul shot, Kevin.
Yeah,
that was
one,
a beauty.
That one just went right through, no rim, nothing.
That had everything perfect.
Easton Lobster, the junior, checking in now for Jolin.
Point number 15 for the point guard, Ryan Williams.
And this will be a career high. And remains stellar from the line.
5 for 5 from the line, Kevin.
Back to 11, 43-32, and it's out of bounds as Lobster just stepped on the sideline.
Great defense by Cam Leonard and Ryan Williams. They collapsed on him. They got him right as he crossed the foul line, and he turned around, and the ball came off, and then he stepped on the out of bounds.
Asher Moyer ready to inbound. He'll find Williams in the front court.
Somebody should have cut to the basket once he had that.
There was a wide open opportunity.
And there was nobody, no Jersey Shore players in the paint.
Williams between the circles. Finds Leonard far side on the wing. Top of the key, Moyer. Micah Moyer out as Wetzel is back in now for the Braves. They'll try and feed Williams. Pass too high, too hard. And Dalton comes up with it, but travels.
Yeah, he did. You know, we don't see that. It hasn't been called as much. As soon as you even lift one little cheek off the floor, it's going to be a walk. And that's exactly what Dalton did.
Which cheek are you referring to?
Left or right, it doesn't matter.
I see. Williams ready to inbound with 10.4. Bounces it to Moyer. Moyer double team, goes to the foul line. Wetzel. Wetzel works his way in, tapped out of bounds off of Jersey Shore with 5.7 left.
Now, Luke is really bent on going to the bucket tonight. He's been successful. That time it went off his hands.
Williams finds Leonard. Leonard triple team, fights his way up to the bucket. Missed it. Tap in, no good. Breon gets it. That'll do it. And at the end of the first half of play, it is Chickalamee 43, Jersey Shore 32. Halftime here in the Dog Pound. Chickalamee Braves basketball on WKOK and on our app.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the Old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikellamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction.
Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise.
Check them out at sunburymotors.com.
SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Do you want to get your degree, but you're just not sure where to start when it comes to choosing a career path? Well, you're not alone. And at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, we can help you explore several opportunities with a degree in professional studies. You'll have the chance to take a variety of courses that will give you the background that employers find valuable in an employee. Visit lackawanna.edu today. That's lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
From first downs to touchdowns, cheering on the big game creates a big appetite. That's why I shop at Wise. With new Wise End Zone Rewards, I can redeem Wise Rewards points on game day favorites like free Johnsonville sausages, Hers chips, Hell of a Good dips, and even Hershey's candies. Spending less time shopping around for the best deals mean I can spend more time cheering on the game.
Touchdown! Yeah!
Now that's rewarding. That's Wise.
Halftime here at Jersey Shore, where the Braves lead the Bulldogs by a score of 43-32. Ryan Williams already with a career high.
16 points on the night. I mean, he's hit a three, and he's had four inside shots, two layups, and two jump shots, and he's 5 for 5 from the foul line. Just a great night. And Cam Leonard with two threes and a pair of baskets from inside the arc. He's got 10, but what's really nice is the fact that Lucas Wetzel has 6, Micah Moyer with 7, and Asher Moyer with 4. So you've got 5 guys in there that are scoring more than just one basket, 2 in double figures already. And at halftime down at Shikellamy, it was 35-18 in front of with Shikellamy at the lead. This time it's a little closer, but Braves have again outscored Jersey Shore in the second quarter and the first quarter.
Shikellamy on pace for 100 at the end of the first period, slowed down a little bit here in this one, but if they would have made some of these short ones, as you like to call them, bunnies, they would be in the 50 range.
Yeah, you're exactly right, it's just one of those things that has been one of the bugaboos in the offense. All right, they get the ball inside. Now, a lot of times, especially when Cam Leonard's in there, and Cam methodically sometimes is trying to go to the bucket, and he gets a lot of people around him. But there's been some where they just push it off to the one side. I always talk about getting your shoulders parallel to the backboard, squaring them up, as we call it, when you take that shot. And if you have your shoulders perpendicular and you're on the side, you have a tendency not to have a good angle on your shot. And, you know, Jersey Shore is doing the same thing. If Ben Dalton, who has 13 points for Jersey Shore, would have made some of the shots he had inside, and he also made the mistake of putting the ball on the floor, and they stole it from him when he was inside. But he's having a whale of a game, and he's hit 2 jumpers from around the foul line. The only other – well, actually, Jude Tenick, all right, is Bob Hare. Well, the Americas is well represented, okay, up here tonight as
they do the 3-point shot for a buck, and I don't know what you win, but Bob unfortunately was not in the ballpark of winning.
Well,
that one.
We'll just say that Spanky Alex is over there too, but Spanky's going to say, "I'll just sit here and watch you, Bob." All right?
Yeah, which is what I would do too, to be honest with you.
That was great. That was really good. All right. And that took me. I'm sorry, Jersey Shore fans, if there's any listening. But again, Jude Tenick comes in and scores 9 points, and Spencer Brian, who we thought was going to be probably the leading scorer, has eight. He's made two threes and he's missed a couple of them, but he's played a good ball game too, going to the bucket and grabbing some rebounds. The only other player to score for the Bulldogs has been Landon Lathan. He could be another one of those Lee. I'm trying to think. The guy, Spider-Man, guy that wrote Spider-Man. Not Spike Lee.
You don't want Spike Lee. You want...
Bruce Lee either. Not Bruce Lee either.
Stan Lee.
Stan Lee, all right? He could be one of Stan Lee's characters with the name that starts with the same letters. Landon Lathan.
I'm a little surprised, though, at how many threes Jersey Shore has taken in the first half. And then they kind of, our first quarter, rather, and in the second, they kind of settled down and started driving the ball inside. And that's where this game became a single-digit game again.
Well, the thing that happens, the Braves, first couple of shots that were taken from outside where Braves didn't get out on them, so the Braves started coming out and giving a little more pressure, and so they, you know, they fake it and they try to drive to the bucket. The other thing is, you said it the one time, I have that one shot, I thought it was almost like it was halfway between the half court line and the top of the 3-point circle.
Yeah.
I've noticed in the JV games there was no limitation to how far away from the basket they were to take the threes, and same thing going with the varsity.
And it's one of those things, if you hit them, that's great, but if you go cold and nobody's underneath the basket, there's no opportunity for another chance.
Yeah, the other thing that happens when you do that is the rebounds are, if they don't go in, are out of this world. You don't know where they're going to end. They could end up back at half court again.
You could end up at the other end.
And sometimes that's good, because then you can get your own rebound or somebody from your team can get it.
At the half, it is Shikellamy 43, Jersey Shore 32. This is Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app, the iHeart app, and on the Odyssey app.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
Discover the power of expression with AdOne Advertising and Design. They're the area's locally owned one-stop destination for premium promotional items and trendy apparel. We're talking about apparel with brand names like The North Face, Under Armour, and Carhartt, just to name a few. Sleek pens that speak volumes to stylish drinkware from Corksicle, Igloo, and Hydro Flask that keep your name in hand. AdOne has that item that makes your business or organization pop. Get noticed. Get remembered. Get AdOne Advertising and Design and elevate your brand today. Visit mypromotionalneeds.com to see for yourself.
Hi, this is Dave Moyer, 1993 graduate of Shikellamy High School and third generation owner of the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store in Sunbury. And we're proud to be part of the Shikellamy sports family. Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture has been supplying customers from all over Pennsylvania with fine furniture, two-sided Schiffman mattresses, and superior service since 1935. Please accept my invitation to visit our showroom in Sunbury or check out our website at moyersfurniture.com. Here is to a great season. Go Schick Braves.
Your days are busy and crazy, but your evenings don't have to be. When you visit Midtown Bistro on Market Street in Sunbury, relaxation is the name of the game. Stop in Wednesday through Saturday from 4 till 9 p.m. and start out with one of their freshly made appetizers. Try their own menu staple, the goat cheese dip or bang bang shrimp, quesadillas and salads. Their entrees include jambalaya, New York strip steak, and pasta marinara. And they even have children's choices, plus enjoy delicious desserts. Stop in for live weekend entertainment and your favorite drinks too. Find Midtown Bistro on Facebook and 323 Rear Market Street, Sunbury.
Shikellamy leading Jersey Shore 43-32. Coming up tomorrow here on WKOK, Steve Jones, Dick Girardi from Indiana. They will be in the Hoosier State. Actually, they're there right now. Penn State taking on Indiana. 11:30 is the pregame. And tip-off is at noon Eastern here on WKOK. Shikellamy Wrestling, good luck to the Braves tomorrow night, taking on Selinsgrove. That match will be at Selinsgrove. So definitely get out to that one and get there early. I'm sure that's going to be a hot ticket.
And if you get a chance tomorrow at 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the field house, the Lady Braves will take on the Lady Bulldogs from Jersey Shore in a crucial Hack 3 game. Hack 1, I guess it is.
Yeah, this is the final Hack game for the Braves this season. Williams in the front court, having trouble there with Jolin and throws it away.
Good job by Tenick to get in between Asher Moyer and Williams.
Breon's three does not go. Jersey Shore gets the rebound. He'll drive in on Moyer, change directions, sit it on the rim, and then drop it through to make it 43-34.
Spencer Breon picks up his 10th. He's in double figures now to go along with Dalton.
Williams back the other way, finds Leonard on the right side. Braves are their starting five, including McAllister, who sat out the biggest part of the second half.
Everybody thought when he picked up his second fouls, the Braves were in trouble, but the people that came in and filled in for him did a great job.
Great minutes from Micah Moyer as well as Wetzel. Leonard that time drives the lane, comes up short on the left side, and Jersey Shore gets the ball back. Big possession right now for the Bulldogs. Three-pointer, Breon got it. That was a howitzer shot. And that one tightens it to a six-point game.
Well, right now the Braves have thrown the ball away and not quite, didn't have enough spin on the one shot. And the Bulldogs taking advantage of it, Kevin.
Asher Moyer underneath tries to find Williams. That pass tipped. And chasing it before it goes to the Shikellamy bench was Lathan and couldn't quite get to it.
Well, that's the third time they've used that play. And Jersey Shore was looking at it a little bit.
Lathan, Jolin, Dalton, Breon, and Tenick for Jersey Shore. Leonard now driving the lane and driving the baseline, I should say, and gets to the bucket and through. 45-37, Jersey Shore on top. Breon to the foul line, finds Tenick far side. He runs into Cam Leonard, who will be charged for the foul. Cam kind of took Tenick out.
I always thought Cam would have been a great outside linebacker, all right, with his build and even an offensive pulling guard there, and that's exactly what it looked like as he fouled Tenick. His second foul.
Well, inbound to Jolin. Jolin goes between the circles now, drives the lane, finds the lane, and puts it up and in.
Nobody came with him, all right, and Caden picks up his first bucket.
Williams now bringing it up as they're guarding him very tight with
Jolin.
That's a foul. And that is a foul.
You cannot lean your shoulder into a guy as he's going by you without the official thinking that that is a foul. And that is his second.
Well, 9 times out of 10, it's a trail official that's making the call, too. As it was in this case. Fashaw with the ball at about the half court mark. Now he'll give it off to Williams. Williams will find McAllister on the wing outside the arc. Give it to Fashaw. Fashaw lost it. Fashaw had it, then got it tipped out of his hands. Loose ball. Still trying to get it is Dalton. Dalton comes up with it. He'll give it off to Lathan, then underneath tonight for two. And all of a sudden, it's a four-point game, and Bill Ziegler wants a timeout.
Well, the Braves are playing, and I'm going to use the word horrible right now.
Horrible.
They are not taking care of the basketball. They're not going for the ball. That last series down there between McAllister and Fashaw was a disaster, all right, as that should not have happened. You got to make sure your passes, and you can't. You can't hand the ball off in this game. You've got to pass the ball. Use a bounce pass. And give Jersey Shore credit. They're taking advantage of every Braves turnover here to get within four.
In the cycle of adjectives, it's awful, it's bad, awful, horrible, ugly.
That's good. And then you go to horribly ugly.
Then you go to nightmare.
Nightmare. But, right now, Jersey Shore has outscored the Braves 9-2 in the first, 2.5 minutes of this quarter.
Yeah. 5:26 to go here in the third. 45-41. Shikellamy with a four-point lead, and they have just only 2 points in this particular period the first 2.5-3 minutes.
All this does is give a team like Jersey Shore the confidence that they need.
You're absolutely right.
Braves come out with their same five. Williams will inbound. He'll find Asher Moyer. Jersey Shore will also come out with their same five. Now Fashaw drives in, stops underneath, kicks it out to Williams. Williams fakes a three. Loose ball.
Again,
and picked up by Jolin. Jolin passes it to Tonight. Tonight caught that ball behind him and then came and adjusted and made the bucket to make it a two-point game.
That's 13 for Fanike. He's doing a whale of a job since he came into this ballgame in the second quarter.
That was an amazing play by Tonight.
Well, the Braves just doing, Jersey Shore doing to them what the Braves want to do, steal the basketball.
Leonard at the foul line. Draws a crowd, overshoots the basket, and Asher Moyer fouled from behind on the rebound by Lathan. And the rebound and putback, that is.
Again, that would have been nice if he could have made that shot. It really, there was, he had Lathan on his back, but that's Lathan's first foul. They have him as 51, but I think he's 15.
Yeah, I think that's transposed. And Asher picks up the first.
That's
Moyer, a 53% shooter on the year.
And that's Asher's fifth point tonight.
He'll get his second opportunity from the line. And misses it. Rebound, Breon, three-point game. Steal by Williams, and Williams tapped it on the sideline in the process.
I think he might have stepped out of bounds too, Kevin. He was pretty close. He did a nice job of waiting, all right, and broke at the correct moment to steal that pass.
Jersey Shore at the half court mark. Go cross in. That pass tipped by Williams and a steal. Williams now passes underneath Moyer. Back to Williams. Williams to McAllister. Down to Moyer. Stolen away. Fast break, Breon. Breon lays it up and will miss the shot but get fouled by Williams.
You know, Ryan's got to take that shot when he gets in the paint. He's overpassing twice now. You know, hey, take the four-footer, take the five-footer. He's having a whale of a night on the offensive end. Who should be shooting the ball but the guys at hot right now?
Too many passes in that last one.
Yes, too many passes.
Three-point game. Jersey Shore had the lead in the first period when we were in single digits, 9-8. That's the last. First one is good by Breon, a 43% free throw shooter coming into the night.
And he's got 14 right now, Kevin.
His second one is good. They get 15. It is a one-point game, 46-45. Fashaw now bringing it up. Braves need a bucket here. Almost travels. Pass Tippa and now controlled by Shore.
The Shaw threw the ball away.
Breon, three-pointer for the lead. No good. Asher Moyer with a rebound.
Good rebound by Asher. I thought Dalton was going to get that one, but Asher took it away from him.
Under four to go here in the third. Leonard on the right wing, guarded by Breon. Now to Fashaw, left side, Williams. Attacking the basket to our right. Moyer on the foul line, driving in, goes to line. Foul is going to be on Breon. Team foul number three, second on Breon.
Again, Asher went strong to the bucket. That time I can let him go for not making the shot because he got hit pretty hard.
He did. Asher to the line, one of two, now two of three. And Johnny Albruno checking in now for Williams. 3:39 to go, back to a two-point lead. At one point, it was 13. Asher to the line. The left-hander bends the knees. No good. Tip out. Controlled by Jolin. Breon with the basketball. He'll send it over to Dalton on the far wing. Near wing, Lathan. Pass underneath the Breon tip. Controlled by Fashaw. Out to Moyer. Moyer has his pass outside to Leonard. Leonard drives in with a left hand and puts it in.
I don't think that pass was tipped. I think he just didn't handle it right, Kev. But anyway, you look at it, it was a turnover, and the Braves took advantage of it.
Back to a four-point lead now and a full timeout by Jersey Shore with 3:14 remaining here in the first. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Basketball.
News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
49-45, 3:14 remaining here in the third period. Braves had his lead by as many as 13, down to one, now back to four.
Well, Cam Leonard has the only two field goals for Shikellamy in this quarter, and the only other 2 points came from Asher Moyer as he was 2 for 4 from the foul line. This is a very crucial 3 minutes here for the Braves in this third quarter, because one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to give Jersey Shore the lead, and they haven't done that, okay? They've got it down to one, but now they got it, Shikellamy has their lead back up to four.
Yeah, you're right. This 3:14 is going to really decide, I think, this game.
You double this 4-point lead in the next 3 minutes, and that
you've
makes
now the killed the rally.
Yeah, now you've killed the rally. It's a very good way of putting it, Kevin.
Yeah, you've killed the rally. You've killed the momentum. You've taken care of what you need to. This is a big 3-minute stretch.
Jersey Shore, I think they play seven. And
that's about it.
Sometimes maybe just six.
Jolin brings it up, and nobody was there, but luckily tonight found the ball. Now Jolin lost it over and back. He was at the half-court line, and he disagrees. The official right there saw him leaning over.
His sneakers were on the line. Yeah, I mean, that's backcourt.
It was.
Well, I guess it's just natural if you make a mistake to say
cover
that it didn't
up.
Happen.
Asher Moyer looking to pass it in.
Gosh.
To Leonard. Had it stolen away by Tonight. Tonight gets it off to Dalton. I'm sorry. That's Lathan, yeah. And Lathan slaps it off of, I think, Fashaw's arm.
Yeah, and then it went back out and hit Lathan, and he was out of bounds.
Yeah.
Shikellamy ball.
Wow.
They need Ryan Williams in there. I'm sorry.
Okay. Fashaw in the game right now, pushing it up. And a foul reaching for Lathan. That's going to be foul number four. Now this is going to be interesting with 2:52 to go and four fouls on Jersey Shore. Remember, fifth foul is when things change up now in high school every period. And now Wetzel coming back into the game for McAllister, who has played a lot of minutes here in this third with two fouls. They'll get it into Wetzel. Wetzel reverses underneath, misses the shot on the reverse layup, tapped out of bounds off of Wetzel.
Come around, square your shoulders, and shoot it with your right hand.
Rushed it just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep. Back the other way, Jolin with the basketball. Again, Jersey Shore, a tough place to get a good win. And the Braves struggling tonight. Tonight, three from the wing. No good. Rebound, Asher Moyer.
And nice box out by the entire Shikellamy team that time. No but white shirts around that rebound at all.
Micah Moyer ready to check in at the next stoppage. Leonard with a basketball. Stolen away by Jolin. Johnny El Bruno gets it back now. He'll give it off to Fashaw. Fashaw drives the lane, misses it left. And the loose ball picked up by Dalton. Jersey Shore with it. Tonight, near side, guarded by Bruno. Tonight, working around. Now finds Jolin. Back to Tonight, running the baseline. Steps inside, gets a bucket, and is back to a two-point game with two to go. Third period, Leonard looking to get in there. And double-teamed and fouled by Tonight. That will be foul number five.
No, it's not on Tonight, it's on Brian. Tonight was the one that was doing all the crying.
And that will be foul number five. They haven't put it up on the board yet.
Well, it's not 15 because he wasn't even.
Lathan just came out of the game.
He went 3-3. That's what I thought. There it is.
There it is. That is the third against Brian. That sends Leonard to the line because that is foul number five. Leonard makes the first.
15 for Cam right now.
Cam's second one from the line. Makes it a two-possession game with a minute 48 remaining in the first. Barbie in the game for Jersey Shore. Jolin with the basketball attacking the 2-3. Williams in the game as well for Shikellamy, I should mention. Breon from the elbow bounces it off the rim. No good. Williams going to make that. Leonard with the rebound. Finds Bruno. Bruno underneath to the low box.
Just
finds
go up. Just
Wetzel.
Go up. Don't put the ball on the floor. Go up with the ball.
Wetzel missing the shot. Jersey Shore with a basketball. They'll find it.
That's Dalton.
That's
Dalton's 15th. The first tier in the second half, but he's been a strong presence on the inside for Jersey Shore.
Two-point game again. Williams finds a lane open, then gets it to Wetzel. Wetzel on the baseline, lost it. Stolen away, back the other way. Breon, and a foul as Barbie went up.
I don't know what Lucas Wetzel's dribbling the ball outside for, Kevin. They're going to collapse on him.
This will be a two-shot foul. Team foul number three on Shikellamy. 51-49. Jersey Shore hasn't led since about the three-minute mark of this game. No good. That will bring Walter in the game for Wetzel. 54.8 remaining here in the third. Talked about that three-minute span, and so far Jersey Shore has won it. That is no good. Tip around, and Leonard had it for a second. Then it's on the floor. Walter picks it up, finds Leonard. Leonard to Williams. Williams fouled by Barbie. That'll send Williams to the line to shoot a pair with 46.8 left.
Well, thank goodness that Jersey Shore's fouling us. I mean, I would tell my kids to stay away from the foul by putting the Braves on the line, because the Braves have not, they've only two baskets in this entire third quarter. But you put them on the line, you give them new life.
25 in the first, 18 in the second, and nothing lately. That one is no good, and that is the first miss for Williams tonight.
From the foul line, that's right.
They'll have another opportunity. Good.
17 for Ryan right now.
52-49, 44 seconds to go. Breon with it, likes to shoot the three. They'll go top of the key now to Jolin. Jolin moving around with 37, guarded by Bruno. Back to Breon at about half court. He'll go between the circles. No look pass to Jolin. Near corner, another three-point shooter tonight. They'll go back outside. It is Barbie for three from the corner. No good. Leonard with a rebound with 21. Leonard, top of the key now. Backing up a little bit. Breon guarding him. Gives it off to Williams with 11. Williams, half court, now between the circles. Saw the lane, collapse. Then went to Leonard for three. That one no good. 2 seconds left. Williams has it to the baseline. Didn't get off the shot in time. At the end of three, nip and tuck. 52-49, Shikellamy leading Jersey Shore on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Final 8 minutes of this one in Jersey Shore. Shikellamy leading at 52-49, had a 13-point lead. It's now down to three. It was actually a one-point lead at one point. You know, we talked about that 3:19 mark where the Braves took a full timeout. Jersey Shore took a full timeout and said how important that was. Honestly, I think you have to give the win there to Jersey Shore.
Definitely. You know, down at Shikellamy, the last time they played, it was 49-22, the Braves in charge. And in that quarter, the third quarter, Jersey Shore only scored 4 points. Well, they scored 17 in this third quarter, Shikellamy with nine. Kind of reversed things in this time.
So here we go to start the final stanza. It'll be Dalton tonight, Breon, Barbie, and Jolin for Jersey Shore.
He lost the ball out of bounds.
The ball out of bounds is right. Micah Moyer, Williams, and Charlie Walter coming out. Asher Moyer coming in. Johnny L. Bruno still in, and Cam Leonard still in for the Braves.
One thing's the Braves, they've got to keep their spacing in this man-to-man. Sometimes they're getting guys too close to one another on our offensive sets. That was kicked.
Yeah, that was a kick, but it's going to be off that, on Bruno.
No, it isn't, Kevin. It was kicked.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're right.
And Joni L knew enough that it was kicked that if he tried to reach for it, it was going to go out of bounds.
I did not see the official actually go to the kick until the second time he made the signal. Moyer now finds Leonard. Leonard on the far wing. He's working on Breon right now. Finds his way in, but not enough room. Micah Moyer tying up for the held ball with Dalton.
Well, it'll be Shikalimi ball. Good job by Micah Moyer to come over and grab that and get the held ball. But the Braves will have their ball underneath their own basket. Still up by three.
Williams with it. Finds Asher Moyer. Hard off the basket and in as he got it on the low box and put it right up.
A solid move by Asher that time.
Barbie, fall away, overshot the basket.
Oh, boy.
And Asher Moyer and Bruno fight to try and hold it above the out of bounds. Beautiful steal by Barbie on Johnny L. Bruno. And Breon will have it, and Bruno steals it right back on the pass. That pass stolen away by tonight. He'll go off the window and in.
See, we just throw the ball. We don't look at to see there's people between us, and that time Johnny L did that, and that is another basket by tonight.
54-51. Underneath the pass, all the way to the far side to Asher Moyer for three. No good. Tipped out of bounds off of Bruno. And now Fashaw will come into the game for Johnny L. Bruno. And with 6:49 to go in this one, 54-51 timeout by Jersey Shore.
Johnny L had a tough minute there, Kevin. He did.
And he's been playing very well the last couple of games.
Just a tough minute for him.
Just couldn't buy an opportunity there.
I was looking at tonight's scoring over the course. In the beginning of the year, he was scoring 16 or 17, and then he wasn't scoring much at all. Well, he's back up to 17 tonight for the Bulldogs, and right in there with Spencer Breon, who also has 15, okay?
And you had talked about how poor he has been shooting lately. He's averaging 5 a game. With those good starts, good start to the season,
and Dalton has 15, so they've got three kids in double figures. Like I said, I don't even know sometimes if I'd guard the other two people on the court.
Barbie with it now to Jolin. Jolin finds Breon. Breon guarded there by Moyer. Pass to the near corner to Jolin. Runs to the baseline. Goes opposite box to Dalton. Dalton sky hook blocked by Micah Moyer.
That's good defense. He tried to get that. He blocked a hook shot, Kevin.
He did. Now, this is an enormous possession for Shikalimi after the block. Micah Moyer driving in. I make that Masher Moyer driving in, and he's fouled. Team foul number one in the period.
That's on Jude tonight, and that's his second, I think.
It's third.
It is his third. Okay.
Williams ready to inbound. Now he finds Fashaw. Tried to bounce it off Barbie because he was going out of bounds. Didn't work. Dalton has it. Stolen out of his hands, actually, when he was shooting it by Asher Moyer.
That's great hustle by Asher Moyer to get all the way down the court.
Williams with the basketball to the foul line. Drives in. Running one-hander. Can't get it to go. Asher Moyer has the putback, though. 56-51. Shikalimi by 5. Under 6 to go.
And Asher with 10 now for the game.
Breon.
Oh, boy.
With a blocking foul on
Williams.
That's
a tough call.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's right.
It's one of those that it's a half a step away from being a charge.
Or if he would have called a charge, we wouldn't have said anything either.
No, I agree with that. I could see that either way, but I think Williams just did not establish quite the position quite quick enough. Going now to Dalton. Dalton finds Barbie. Barbie with a hook shot and put it in.
Xavier Fashaw left Barbie come back door, left him go right by him.
And there's a foul as Fashaw was bringing it up, and the foul is going to be on Barbie. 3-point game, 5:37 left here in the first period, in the fourth period. Moyer ready to inbound. Finds Leonard. Leonard now on the near wing. as it tapped out of his hands, gets it back. Now in trouble, finds Williams. Far side, wide open, Fashaw. Great look for an NCAA three. Got it. 59-58, a big three for the X Factor.
59-53, Kev, not 58. You said 59-58. I don't mean to correct you on the air.
No,
but,
that's
you know.
Okay. Maybe I'm the one that needs two glasses.
Anyway, the Braves are up by six, folks.
Yes, that is accurate. 5:10 remaining here in this one. And if that one wasn't tipped, it would have been over and back there. Down to the far side, driving in is Tonight, and a whistle on Cam Leonard.
Cam Leonard, that's Cam's third foul.
Team foul number two. Jolin now ready to inbound with 5:03 to go. Tonight, three-pointer on the way, missed it, short. Rebound Fashaw, that's a big miss. Williams now working his way up, trying to get past Jolin. He does. Finds Micah Moyer for a baseline move, and it went right through his hands.
Micah should have had that one, Kevin. I know it was a hard pass, but he was moving to baseline, and, you know, Brian had the right idea. Get him the ball on the baseline, let him get a chance to score from there.
59-53 with 4:45 to go in this one. Jolin lobs it in, tapped out by Asher Moyer. Now back to Tonight. Tonight sends it around. They'll find Barbie. Barbie off the window and in.
Well, all of a sudden, Barbie has become an offensive threat.
Indeed, he has. It's a four-point game now. Asher Moyer had an open opportunity, stuffed by Dalton, and he picked up a little bit of the body.
I think he picked a lot of body up, Kevin. But any way you look at it, you're going to have him go to the line for two. And that is on 13?
That's on Dalton.
Yeah, that's his third.
Team foul number three for... That's actually the...
Yes.
No, it is. All right, now they change it. And in and out, hits the backboard and drops in. Well, McAllister in for Michael Moore.
Let's see
Michael
if Asher
Moore.
Can change this, make the first one, miss the second, okay? He's done it twice before. See if he can make them both, Kevin.
And does not. Tapped around, loose ball picked up by Jolin and Jersey Shore. Now they'll find Dalton in the corner Tonight. Far side three, no good. Rebound by McAllister. Braves up by five with four to go. Williams now working his way around. Gets to the foul line, extended.
Oh,
and
man.
And then passes it right to Jolin.
He did a nice job of just getting in the right position.
Now the feed from Jolin, the feed from Breon, goes to Dalton, and Dalton with a fadeaway will get fouled and go to the line.
Not quite sure who fouled him. You'll have to wait and see here. Number four.
They could call it on just about anybody.
That's Xavier.
That's Fashaw. That,
I had him for one before, but they say only has one. Fouls are now 3-3. I thought maybe foul shooting might come into effect here at the end of this game, but we'll wait and see. They both have three in this quarter.
3:52 to go. Dalton, the right-hander, comes up short with that one.
He had been 3-for-3 before he missed that shot, Kevin.
Jersey Shore, by the way, also has the possession arrow with 3:52 to go. Five-point game. Jersey Shore had it down to one in the third period. That one a little longer and drops in. It is now a four-point game.
16 points for Dalton right now.
Fashaw quickly pushes it up, bumps in to Barbie, and now gives it to Asher Moyer. He'll find Williams. Williams around the right side. Now to Leonard. Leonard guarded by Breon, and trying to draw a foul is Jolin. Top of the key, Williams open three, had two opportunities, took it on the second, missed it Tonight with the rebound and a whistle.
That foul's going to be on Asher Moyer, and again, he's 90 feet away from the basket and picks up the foul. What's more important is that gives the Braves their fourth foul here.
Yeah, that's big with 3:22 to go. Four-point game and a huge possession here for Jersey Shore. Jolin pushes it up. Two wins this year for Jersey Shore, according to our stats. Far side Tonight. Top of the key, Barbie. Bounce pass. Gets it in for Dalton. Dalton working on McAllister, goes underneath the basket. McAllister commits the foul in the bucket for Dalton, and he'll have a three-point opportunity to make it a one-point game.
Gave him the baseline, and then he gave him the opportunity to get his body back towards the paint, and he makes a tough shot, but he made it.
And that is no good. And Leonard is able to get the rebound. Two-point game, under three to go. This possession is a game-changer for Shikellamy right now.
I have not seen much of an offensive set for the Braves, Kevin.
Not in this half. Moyer underneath, got the feed, got the bucket. That was maybe the best possession we've seen. Timeout, 30 seconds for Coach Ziegler and the Braves.
Well, Asher Moyer, I mean, first of all, let's talk about his overall hustle. I mean, he has come the length of the court to block shots, to take the ball away when it looked like Jersey Shore was going to get an easy bucket. But on offense, he moves so well without the ball. He came from the right side and got on the left box, and nobody was with him. And finally, Cam saw him, and he got him the ball. And then it wasn't that easy. He went up strong and scored. So right now, Cam has 7 points here in this fourth quarter. He's the one that's been providing the offense. He's got 9 in the half, 13 overall.
62-58, 2:37 to go in this one. Shikellamy with 5 team fouls, so Jersey Shore shooting the rest of the night. Shore with a basketball as Jolin will inbound. It'll be Jolin, Barbie, Dalton, Tonight, and Breon. For the Braves, it's Leonard, McAllister, Williams, Fashaw, and Moyer. Asher Moyer. Braves starting five. Leonard with a tip, gets the steal. Leonard coming back the other way, weaves through, left hand, left side, right in.
I think they forgot that Cam Leonard
completely,
was left-handed.
Completely
because he did
forgot.
A crossover from the right to the left side, and they stood dumbfounded, and he went in for the layup.
64-58. Big steal for Leonard and a bucket. They'll get it to the foul line and a whistle. This one might be on Fashaw.
No, it's no whistle. They call it a kick.
Oh.
All right. Fashaw and I believe McAllister had the I think it was Dalton, surrounded, and the ball came loose, and Fashaw kicked it.
Jolin now inbound. He'll find Dalton. There's the top of the key. Three! For Breon. 64-61, cut the lead in half with a minute 50 to go. Here comes Williams across the timeline. Williams between the circles with a minute 40. Williams has an open lane. Stop. Kicked it back outside to Leonard with a minute 38. Braves playing just a little bit slower right now. Leonard working his way to the low box. Forces one up, rimmed in and out, and will draw the foul on Breon.
Well, that's going to be Breon's fourth foul. They call it a blocking foul on it.
That'll put Leonard to the line. And team foul number 4 for Jersey Shore with a minute 29 to go.
Cam with 18 right now. 19. That's pretty good. We said that in unison.
We're simultaneous.
Yeah.
4-point lead. Shikellamy up 65-61. Second opportunity, 20.
You can hardly wait for him to get another bucket or another point, right?
Yeah, it'd have to be a foul shot, though. Here comes Breon with a basketball. Oh, swing it around now to Jolin. Braves up by 5. Jolin goes to the bucket. Overshot. Backside rebound by Fashaw. Now to Williams.
You don't have to score here, guys. Make them foul you.
And reaching is Jolin. Williams now driving. Bounces to Fashaw. Fashaw crosses across. Now to McAllister. McAllister to Moyer. Moyer backs it out.
Good decision by Asher Moyer, Kevin.
Fashaw in front of the Shikellamy bench in trouble. Did Coach Ziegler get the timeout? Actually, it was Ryan Williams that got the timeout for the Braves.
Oh, good job by Asher not to take that 10-foot jump shot and bring it out front. And then they put the ball back in the corner again, and Xavier Fashaw was walking the tightrope down the sideline there, and they called timeout.
51.7 remaining, 66-61. Shikellamy up by 5.
Five fouls for the Braves, four for Jersey Shore, shooting both teams the rest of the way out.
Oh.
Foul trouble, McAllister with three, Leonard with three, Tonight with three for Jersey Shore, along with Dalton and Breon with four.
The Jersey Shore is going to have to foul sooner or later here, and the Braves are going to have to make their foul shots.
Yeah, they've been a little sketchy from the line.
Yeah. And, you know, Spencer Breon's a good outside shooter, as we found out Tonek was also. And, you know, I think probably all these kids on the Jersey Shore Bulldogs basketball team could pop a three if they need it and they get open.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. Moyer inbounding and a whistle as Breon went flying.
I think they're going to call the foul on McAllister.
It is, and that'll be number three on McAllister.
Four,
on McAllister. And that will be team foul number five.
That wasn't the person that fell down. That wasn't McAllister's man. That was on the other side. I don't know what happened there.
Jersey Shore with a basketball, trailing it by five. Don't need a three here, but they need to get a bucket, that's for sure, with 40 seconds left. Here comes Jolin weaving in. Head fake by Lathan. Lathan lost it, almost out of bounds. Leonard with the steal. Lathan tips it into the hands of Williams and a whistle.
Is that going to be the fifth foul on McAllister?
And the fifth team foul.
Yep, that's five on McAllister.
So that will be the night for McAllister.
And that's going to put Jersey Shore on the line.
And let's see who Coach Ziegler brings. No, actually, they called that one as four on McAllister.
No, that's his fifth. They just said that's five.
Okay. So the scoreboard is wrong.
They don't put.
That's what I get not listening to you.
They do not put the fouls up right away. They put up what there was there originally.
Well, there still should. That should be actually
should be five
already.
Yes. Who we got in the line here? 15. That's Lathan.
That's Lathan.
Lathan.
Short. No good.
Well, that was
rebound
big.
Or a Wetzel that rather just checked in for McAllister with 30.5. Still a two-possession game.
You got to box out, but you can't box out too hard.
That's good. 66-62. Under 30 to go. 2-2-1. Full court press for Jersey Shore.
Boy,
that's a long pass, and right now Faschall's in the middle of nowhere.
Timeout.
And a timeout by Bill Ziegler because Faschall was in trouble.
But that pass was a cross court by Ryan. Man, that was just asking to get intercepted. Luckily, Faschall went up and got it.
20.5 to go. Braves will have possession in their half of the court, trying to survive here in Jersey Shore tonight, and that would be the best way to put it.
At least in the fourth quarter, they've scored, all right?
Yeah, the third quarter was really pathetic.
Exactly. Right now, they have 14 points here in this quarter, as opposed to Jersey Shore. 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate? 11, and Jersey Shore has 12 or 13, so they played them even here with that four-point lead. I watch when we throw the ball in from out of bounds. Sometimes you don't see them set screens, all right? And they're going to have to.
Well, 20.5 to go. Do you foul right away if you're Jersey Shore down two possessions? I think you're going to have to foul quick here.
Well, you want to. If they don't make the steal, they're going to have to foul.
Now, Johnny L. Bruno coming into the game for Shikalimi as the Braves go quicker but smaller.
Yeah, they've got all guards in there right now except for Asher Moyer.
66-62. Bruno gets it in the backcourt. Now to Leonard. I think you have to foul it, but it can't be Breon. He's got three, four fouls.
There's the foul.
And there comes the foul as that one's charged to Dalton.
And that's Dalton's fourth. Now you're down to 14, a little over like 14.4 seconds. Cam makes both of these. We're in good shape.
It could be ball game.
Okay, you're going to get your chance. It's a foul shot. He has 20.
That's true. That's right. I said he needed a free throw. And he fires it up for Blackjack. Thanks for reminding me. 67-62. Braves pull everybody off. And this one could do it. And that one, good. And that one is pretty much ball game. Need two threes. And they're just going to go in and let him take the two. And with seven to go, Braves up by four. Just have to make sure you hang on to the ball with 3.5. Still a two-possession game. And Ryan Williams will be shooting, as that will be the night for Dalton. Or is it tonight now? Now they change. It's tonight with four.
Tonight with four. Well, Ryan, one, two, three, four, five, six. He's 6 for 7 from the foul line.
And that one, ball game. 69-64 with 3.5 to go.
Ryan's at 18 points right now, Kevin.
19. And that one is a career high, 19. Half-court shot, and that will do it. Shikellamy with a 70-64 survival win here in Jersey Shore. We'll have the post-game wrap-up and talk with Coach Bill Ziegler when we return. This is Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Every season comes with a list of to-dos. That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With this unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kick off remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First's great low rates on up to two segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier. Apply today. Visit serviceone.org. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and we're celebrating President's Day all month long with huge discounts on all new cars and trucks during our President's Day sales event.
That's right. Combined with our trade-in sales event, there's no better time to trade a vehicle.
New Jeep Gladiators have 15% off. That's up to $9,000. Plus, we're also taking 10% off Rams and Grand Cherokees.
Huge President's Day savings all month long at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury. Give us a call at 988-JEEP or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com.
The next time you're looking for a great place for a great meal with family and friends, stop in the Place with Roots that go back over 100 years, the America's Hose Company in Sunbury. Their social club serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you'll be supporting this volunteer fire department who's always on call no matter what the emergency may be. They also provide ambulance service, too. Before you go, check their Facebook page for daily and weekly specials. The America's Hose Company, 100 Linden Street in Sunbury. Visit them for food and fun so they can be there for you in times of need.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
...70-64, Shikellamy with the win over the Jersey Shore Bulldogs tonight here in Jersey Shore. Kevin Herr with the Chief Dave Ritchie finishing up the final numbers here on this one. But the Braves getting closer to that 500 mark now.
They are at 500, aren't they, Kev?
That's what I'm looking up now, just to make sure. My notes are a little out of date.
I think we were 6-8 when we, or 7-8. 7-9 when we played
9-9.
I thought that's what we were after we played Milton and beat Jersey Shore now for two more wins. Kevin,
so Shikellamy at 9-9 puts them with about a four-game lead over Belfont for that number four spot in the district tournament. Chief,
Braves doing it from the foul line, 19 for 22, or 22. Yeah, 19 foul shots out of 22. That's phenomenal, Kevin.
You know, and I was going to say, I want to go back to what I said midway through the fourth period. I said the Braves have not been stellar from the line. It just was that moment in that moment in time they hadn't been stellar from the line. In the first half, they were lights out.
It was the third quarter,
right? Right.
And then you know, in the last quarter, you know, Cam Leonard, you know, was 6 for 6 from the foul line, and Ryan Williams was 8 for 9. And we were talking about Asher Moyer missing, making one and missing one. He was 3 for 5. And then Lucas Wetzel hit two, so he was 2 for 2. Just a great job from the foul line.
Braves now shooting 70% from the foul line. back up from where they were at the beginning of January. They were shooting stellar. But, again, we'll go back to that what we were just talking about, Bill. I said there was a stretch there in that third period, late third period, where I said, you know, the foul shooting has been not so great, but it was stellar up until that point.
Yeah.
And it was just that one stretch that just kind of fell apart.
But 19 for 22, I'll take that right. Every night for the rest of my career.
Exactly.
I dip my hat to Jersey Shore. Boy, did they play hard, and did they shoot the ball well. We've had a stretch here with about six games in a row that I thought we were the hardest playing team. And even the kids in the locker room said, Jersey Shore out-hustled us tonight, and we realized that going forward, that can't happen.
Yeah, there was a couple of times there in the third period especially where it just looked like you couldn't run any sets.
They were really hounding Ryan and picking him up, and Ryan had the ability to kind of get by him a little bit, so it gave us a 5-1-4. So in those situations, sometimes you trust your senior point guard to continue to attack and make some good decisions.
You got some guys that played great for you at certain times. Ryan Williams at the offensive end in the first quarter. Micah Moyer comes in and scores 7 in the second quarter. And then if you look at Asher Moyer, what he did in that fourth and third quarter, that helped keep you in the game. I think that's a sign that, hey, listen, you don't have to just depend on Cam Lenker to score all your points, or Cam Leonard, excuse me, or somebody else. They took it on their own.
So. Yeah, and which is good to see because, as you get into postseason, I'm obviously Cam's going to be the focus of the other team's defense, and they're going to throw a bunch of things at us here, so we have to have other players, step up. And I told the kids in the locker room, the bottom line is it's a W, and let's get back on the bus and head back home.
I don't know how many times over the years that I've said this up here, but Braves survive in a game up here, and that's kind of what it felt like here.
It was. We got up by about 6 or 7 there, and then in the fourth quarter, I thought, okay, a little bit of breathing room here, and then Breon hit a bomb three with Ryan Wright in his grill, and cut it to 4, and I'm thinking, here we go, but we did enough right at the end to get the ball in our foul shooter's hands. We made the free throws.
Bill, appreciate the time. We'll let you get on the bus and head home.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, 500, Bill.
Back to 500.
Back to 500.
Hey, we were 0-3 in the league to start. We ended 5-5, so
yep.
Things are looking up.
Yes,
nice.
They are,
yep. Nice finish.
Good
to
job,
the
coach.
Conference season. The Braves are in non-conference games for the rest of the year, coming up starting next week.
Berwick, Lewisburg, Berwick, Southern,
and then Belfont. And we'll be back with you on the Belfont game at Belfont to wrap up the regular season here on WKOK. That will be on Wednesday the 14th, and I will bring Chief a nice heart box of chocolates for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you will.
That would quiet you, didn't it?
Your problem is you'll probably eat them all the way out.
I said I would bring them. I didn't all say right, you'd be able to eat them. I said I was going to bring them for you.
Gotcha, bud.
It's a thought that counts, right?
Yes, it is. I agree with you.
Chief, your final thoughts when we wrap things up.
I think Coach Ziegler said it all. They survived. They survived a team that played exceptionally hard tonight. I think they really did a nice job of making the foul shots when throughout the whole game. And like I said, you had Ryan Williams in the first quarter, and you had Micah Moyer in the second quarter. In the second half, you had Asher Moyer doing a great job, and then, of course, Cam Leonard, all four quarters, all right, putting points for his 22 to lead everybody in scoring. And Ryan Williams with 19, and there's Asher Moyer with 13. You got 3 of your starters in double figures. On the other end, Spencer Breon led the Bulldogs with 20, as we expected. Ben Dalton comes in with 18, as we expected. And then, of course, we had Judd Tenek had 17. So Bulldogs with a good effort.
Ryan Williams, by the way, with a career high 19 in the win. Once again, our final score, it was Shikellamy 70 and Jersey Shore 64. The Braves at 9-9 on the season and scoring 70 points for the first time this year, as a matter of fact.
And 5-5 in the league.
And 5-5 as they wrap up the Heartland Conference. For the Chief Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Herr. Thanks for joining us for Shikellamy Braves basketball and WKOK Sports presentation.